Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yep.
What's good?
The Six String Soldiers is what's good. You might remember them from a few years ago when we had that big snowstorm in Boston, and this video went viral.
Oh, well, it would help if my thing was plugged in.
Oh, sorry. Ready? It's okay.
All that prep for nothing.
Here we go. Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. So I'll paint the picture a little bit. In 2015, the Six String Soldiers, a component unit made up of the U.S. Army Field Band, was out on one of the first tour stops. And then the snow started. And they were here in the Boston area. And it did not stop the snow. So they sang that Beatles song on a snowbank in Worcester. And on their Facebook page today, that video has over 9 million views and counting. The Six String Soldiers are a country bluegrass band, and their mission right now and forever is to connect with the American people through music, storytelling, and patriotism. I spoke to Sergeant First Class Glenn Robertson on the phone, and he's a Massachusetts guy from Spencer, and a lot of the members of the group actually have ties to the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So talking to him was extra special for me. He explained to me that while the U.S. Army Field Band and the Six String Soldiers are unable to be on the road right now, they're taking their shows virtual. And that's where we can join in. Every Monday through Thursday, the Army Field Band puts on live streams from their Facebook page at 1 p.m. And every day there's a theme, like this week was Mario Brothers songs and show tunes. And, you know, they also put on a show on Friday nights at 7 p.m. And every Saturday night, the Six String Soldiers play at 7. They also have very exciting news and a big performance this summer, a virtual 4th of July with the Boston Pops Orchestra. Wow. They'll be playing a song called The Uniform, which is a nod to folks who wear the uniform who might not be serving in the military, like our nurses, our firefighters, postal workers, and more. Here is Sergeant First Class Glenn Robertson talking about it.
While it's unfortunate that we can't be there in person, we're really excited that the Boston Pops and our organization have figured out a way that we can still stay connected and still be a part of that celebration.
We're excited about that. And because he's from Massachusetts, I asked if he had any shout outs that he wanted to give to his family back here. So
I'd like to give a shout out to my family in the area. I got my mom and dad, Janet and Jerry, are still out in Spencer. And my brother, Joe, lives in Northborough. So to all them, you know, stay safe. And I hope that we get to see each other again soon.
So if you want to find out more about the Army and the U.S. Army Field Band, find them on Facebook or on their website. And here's an exclusive look. I'm so excited to be playing a little bit of this. It's an unreleased song called On a Woman's Heart that we might hear with the Boston Pops Orchestra on July 4th. Here it is. There we go. Happy Friday. That's where it feels good before we head into Memorial Day weekend. And thank you so much to the U.S. Army Field Band and the Six String Soldiers for bringing music to all of us throughout the country.